We are broadcasting during ACM Awards Show Week with Charlotte McCoy, and Jenna Paulette joins us now. Hi, Jenna. How are you?
I'm doing so good.
How are
y'all?
It's very nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
I was looking at your background a little bit, and you're a Texas rancher.
Yes, sir. Yeah. My husband and I, we day work for a bunch of people. I grew up ranching, and we just love this lifestyle, and I'm lucky enough to have lived in Nashville for 8.5 years and then married the love of my life, and you know, he's a cowboy, and that's what we do when I'm home, and I just love getting to do both.
So how often are you away from home? You're on the road quite a bit. You do a lot of shows.
Yes. If I am touring, I am gone 3 or 4 days a week, depending on how many dates we have that week, and then home in between. And we live 2.5 hours from an airport. So it is like quite a trek to get to an airport.
Because if you have to be there 90 minutes early, you're talking 4 hours before.
Yes. I get up at 2:30 to get to the airport a lot of times. So it's wild, but it's worth it for me, you know, to live out there. And so if I'm on the road, I'm back and forth to home. If I'm not in a touring cycle, I will be in Nashville every other week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jenna Paulette joining us here on 93.7 The Mountain, live from Frisco, Texas. And so with your songwriting, you know, the songs you love to perform, how much of that is shaped by ranching and by love?
Probably 50-50 okay. because love and ranching go pretty hand in hand for us because we're horseback together all the time, which is awesome. And then I get to listen to all of these old men talk, and it's just kind of magical out there, you know? Like, they'll say these things that you would think would be the hook to a song. Like, we were at a two-step dance for a friend of ours' 40th wedding anniversary, last year sometime, and this man who manages and owns some ranches out there said to me, you know, Jen, out here, it's hard to make a living, but it's easy to make a life. And I was like, hold on, you know, wrote that down. And I just think I can't get that sort of thing, you know, being in a writing room in Nashville all the time, but getting to take it to Nashville and write with, you know, people like Casey Beathard and people like that that just are the best of the
Casey
best.
Casey Beathard is a legend.
I know. I knew I had to write with him that next week. And I was like, Casey, I got to tell you this story. And he was like, we're writing that today.
Did you write it?
Yes, we did. So,
that's awesome.
So it's just beautiful getting to do both and getting to live in between songwriting sessions.
It keeps you busy, though.
It does.
When do you sleep?
I don't know. I really need a nap right now, I think.
It's early here, too. But when you're home and you're ranching, I assume you're up early, too, right?
Yes, we get up at, depending on where we have to be that day, 3:30 or 4:45 in the morning. Just because you get up and you feed your horses first, and then you feed yourselves. And usually I'm making breakfast while my husband's feeding horses. And then we get everything all saddled up and ready to go, and we're in the car by 5:30.
So what's an average breakfast that you make? I mean,
It's hearty.
It's got to be hearty, right?
Yeah. I love biscuits and gravy. If I know we're going to be in the saddle and I don't know when we're going to eat lunch, biscuits and gravy and eggs is the way to go.
Because of carryover, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I've been working one time. They said we were doing a half day with some friends of ours, and that half day ended up being till 4:30 in the afternoon. And I watched my friend's little girl put biscuits in her chaps pockets. And I was like, does she know something I don't? And she really did. I mean, like, we were gone all freaking day. But it was, I should have brought a snack is all I got to say.
Really quick, you've got music out. You know, what do you want us to know about your music and what we're going to hear, you know, hopefully on the radio?
Yes. So we've got a record coming out later this year and music leading up to it, singles leading up to it. My first single is at Secondary Radio right now. It's called Darlin'. And it's just about being loved and the difference between the situation that I got out of and the situation I'm in now. And he calls me Darlin' and
Jenna Paulette, it's been an honor to meet you. This was
a lot
of fun.
Thank you so much. By. Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me.